Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Chef Eduardo, and welcome to Foodomania. Hope everybody had a really good week this week, and everybody is getting ready for this change of season, which is certainly starting to happen in the Northwest, where I am based, up here in the Washington State in the Skagit Valley, and man, it really is feeling like fall. Though a couple of times this week, we were actually up to about 80 degrees, but in the evening, we were down in the 40s. Personally, I love it. I just open all the windows and get a couple of, you know, comforters, and that's it for me. And it's just perfect. And I'm just looking forward to lighting the first couple of fires. But you know what I mean? I talk about that on the radio all the time as far as weather is concerned. But, you know, when I think of this time of the year, I think about what our show is going to cover today. And on Foodomania today, it's called the Pantry Show. And what that means is we're going to talk about how to set up our pantries at home or our little closets or food cabinets with some of the great stuff that we need to be really, really creative and what to do to reorganize that. You know, when you're thinking in terms of the fall and the winter and getting ready for that, most of the time it's like sort of getting the garden ready and getting those things done and getting the firewood all prepped up and getting make sure the fireplace is cleaned out and the chimney is cleaned out. And you're thinking about changing some of the clothes that you have in your closets and taking them down and putting them in containers for the winter and pulling out the winter stuff, all that great stuff. But, you know, every day is a food fest in the fall and the winter as far as I'm concerned. And actually, every day is a food fest every single day of every year. But what I'm saying specifically and what I hope that you guys will think about is how to make your pantry just really, really fun. And I always tell people one of the great things to do is to just take a little time and look at your kitchen and see what you have to work with. Now, not everybody has what is called a designated pantry. In a lot of cases, depending on your house, if you own it or if you rent it, there's not always necessarily the luxury of having some sort of a closet or storage area in the kitchen or close to the kitchen. But that's okay because there's a couple of different things that we can do about that. Now, if you look at the Foodomania Facebook page today, Chef Eduardo's Foodomania, you'll see some pictures of some really decadent, really beautiful pantries. And you'll see how different people set things up. Now, you'll also see one picture, which is sort of an empty shelving unit. And this is what my encouragement is. Now, if you look around your kitchen, and especially some of my listeners and some people who live in studios or studio apartments or small spaces, you know, you're lucky to have a small enough kitchen to just get your basic cooking done, but storage is not necessarily an option. On that note, sometimes you might have a little teeny area where you can put all your spices and your jellies and things that you might have canned and jarred. Now, if you have a little bit more space or you're thinking about it, you could look, because a lot of kitchens have like a little broom closet, maybe not a designated pantry, but we can turn that certainly into a pantry. If you have room, you can go, like we've talked about this on the shows a couple of times, garage sales or thrift stores, and probably find an adequate little small shelving unit that will work perfect. Either used, I bought one at a garage sale not too long ago for $10. It was like probably cost a couple of $100s in just lumber to build it, and it was perfect for storage and books and things like that. But I look at it and I go, wow, I can actually put a lot of food items on that too. So first off on the pantry show, designate a certain little area to your pantry, a place where you can have dry goods for the most part or canned goods. When I say canned, not only just the stuff that you buy in cans. I'm not a big fan of canned food, but at the same time, you can have stuff that's in jars that you actually do yourself. And we'll talk a little bit about that on today's show, but I'm going to give you some recommendations on where to go on the web to really learn about canning. And it's something that is not for everybody. It's not a perfectly easy thing to do, and it's got to be done exactly right in order to not get your food contaminated and make sure it's healthy and safe for you and your children. So I will not spend too much time on talking about that today, other than to say in a little while we'll have a little bit of a chat on bringing the pantry indoors from your winter from your summer garden. Okay, first of all, what I like to do, I try to make it like a thing. Every time I go shopping to the market, I always try to buy one small thing that I can put in my pantry. Now, that might be a box of certain kinds of pasta. That might be a spice. That might be some sort of a condiment, like a pickle or a bean or a relish or a chutney or a curry or something like that. And I encourage you to do that. Sometimes you can actually buy a couple of things if your budget allows you to do that. And think in terms of going shopping, but also pantry. And this can make it from the simplest trip to the market where only you're getting a couple of things, still think pantry in your shopping list and see if you can find something. And trust me, after you start doing this on a regular basis, in no time you will build up things in your pantry that are incredible and things that you'll really, really be able to take advantage of. Now, one thing about a pantry is to organize it. And therefore, when I say organize it, we're talking about how certain sections which have certain things on it. Now, if I look at certain things in my pantry, and I'll see, you know, a combination of a bunch of different things. In fact, a friend of mine came over yesterday and created an incredible lunch real quick. I sometimes don't remember to eat when I'm working, and it's been pretty busy lately, so I haven't had a chance to really think about it. And within 5 minutes, she put together a thing with three or four items that I just had in the pantry that I probably wouldn't have even thought of eating. And it was a delicious, incredible rice dish and very healthy and very fast. I think it took her about 5 minutes to put the whole thing together. So when I'm looking at my pantry, I'm looking at some of the things that you'll be able to use in a pinch, especially if the kids are hungry and they come home from school. So I designate one shelf, one whole shelf to sauces. And those sauces are different things. Now, I'm, you know, a fresh from scratch person as far as cooking, but, you know, every now and then it's a good idea to have a couple of jars of something that you really like in a pinch for time. So when you shop, look for some really healthy, organic-style tomato sauces. There's several different companies that make them. And, in fact, some of the box stores, sometimes you can get really, really good imported sauces and things like that for not a lot of money. And so I would put one little section for sauces. Now, I'll quickly just talk about the fact that, you know, you can take some of the things. In a lot of cases this time of year, people are trading cans of stuff. When I say cans, it's the jars, you know, the little bass jars that you get in different sizes, and people are putting beans in there, they're putting sauces and fruits and that sort of thing. So I have one shelf that has sort of sauces. Right below that I'll have things like jars of beets, jars of pears, jars of fruits and vegetables that I you know, accumulate during the year. And these are really incredible go-to items to have as far as a quick snack or a quick meal. In line with that in your pantry, in the same little section, the same little area, you're going to want to have some things like this. You're going to want to have some backup oils, so some vegetable oils, some olive oil, some different sorts of flavored oils. And if you're doing some really incredible Pacific Rim Asian cooking, you're going to want to have some sesame oil. So it's always good to have a backup of some of those. In line in the same section, some jams and jellies, ones that you buy and like, ones that you might be able to be making, and ones that friends and family might pass on to you. Okay, in the next section, we're going to have a spice section. Now, you have your normal spices that you use every day, but I encourage you in some of these small little markets, especially the bodegas and the little Spanish markets that exist and some of the Asian little markets, sometimes they have bulk spices that you can buy. And what I would do is make sure that you start keeping some of the jars or invest in a box of bass jars. They're about $12. You get about 16 jars, perfect size for spices. And go ahead and buy some of these packaged spices. Sometimes you can see them for as little as 99 cents for crushed peppers or oregano. Some of them, you look carefully, they're old and, you know, they're probably not the most flavorful. But it's still nice to have a little variety of backup spices. So you have a little Italian seasoning, a little, you know, that sort of thing, garlic, that kind of an item. All right, and this section also, a really important thing to always think about is your flowers. And lots of times, you know, having flour sometimes can be all the answer that you possibly need. to constructing and making a really good thing like breads or pizza doughs or muffins like that. So in one section, I would have some backup flour, you know, whole milk flour, organic flour. Wheat flour is good. I would always have cornmeal in there, most definitely corn flour, rice flour, spelt flour if you're absolutely, you want gluten-free items, but a section that had all your dry flours and stuff. And the same thing, if you want to make your own pancake mixes, you can make pancake mixes and also put those in nice dry jars and label those, and you'll have several different kinds of pancake mixes. I have a friend that has a shelf that's literally dedicated to, she has a buckwheat pancake mix. She'll take her blueberries and things like that, and we'll talk about that in a little while as far as drying some of the things out, and you have that ability to do that. You'll have, so you'll have a choice. You'll have a waffle mix. You'll have a crepe mix, and you can play around with these different things. And one of the great things about setting up a pantry when it comes to food is what I would do is I would set up a table in the kitchen with a bunch of different snacks on it so you can eat and do it at the same time and get your kids involved in it. Get your kids to be creative. And once you get them going, first of all, they'll be a little bored. But once they see it as almost like a challenge and a game, they will help on some of those incredible items in the pantry. All right, so you have your flowers and spice area, which is really, really good. Lots of times people like to take one section and do all your rices. So you can also, these jars that you're collecting, fill them with different kinds of rice. And a great thing to do is go to one of your really bulk food box stores and go ahead and invest in a few pounds of different sorts of grains. I would get some barley. A really, really nice thing is to take half barley and half small brown rice kernels, mix those together, and make that as a snack. And really, I have sometimes we have some cold brown rice and barley in the fridge already cooked, and then I'd stuff that into some pita bread with some hummus and some fresh sprouts and carrots and tomatoes, and I have a really healthy little snack sandwich. So dedicate a section to some of your grains. Black beans, very important. Red beans, very important. And all these things are in your pantry. So you're walking in there and you're seeing all of a sudden in the last 10 minutes we've created a spice section. We've created a sauce section. We've created a dry goods section. Now, the same thing with vegetables and pickled items. You can get your beets and you can get pickles and things like that. Have a few jars of that in your pantry. Don't forget that one of the things that is the basis of cooking, if you go back to the old days, is to start with a single basic component and build your meal around that. And you'll find that in your pantry, and a lot of times you can get really inspired. Now, if you have some room in your pantry, what I like to do is get a small plastic storage bin, and lots of times you can find these used. You see the three or four shelf rolling little plastic devices that you can buy in some box stores, for $30 or $40, and they have four or five drawers, and they're made totally of plastic. But lately I've seen them in thrift stores for $5 or $10. Getting one good one or investing in a new one is a really good idea, because in one of your shelving areas, you probably can make room where you can roll this right in there. And that's a really good thing to put some of your little items, like baking items, for instance, sprinkles and confectioner's stuff, confectioner's sugar, things that you can use for cake decorating, that sort of thing. Very, very good. Also, if you take one of those drawers and put some onions and potatoes and things like that, keeping track of that in your pantry to get them out of the way. Here's, go into your pantry and grab another item, and all of a sudden you have this little incredible inventory. I know somebody else that really has a whole section in the pantry dedicated. You know, it's a big deal right now. You used to be able to go one or two different kinds of hot sauce and get one of them dedicated to hot sauce. And they make 35 or 40 different hot sauces in it. And it's really, really, really interesting. So your pantry is your creative space that you can do in such a great way. And these are some items that you do. Now, one of the things that's really important also is dates. And if you're going to put things in jars, whether they're not something that's going to get, vegetables, if you're going to use jars for rices, different spices, make sure you put a little label on there as to what it is and what the date is. Don't think, oh, My kids will tell you the famous story when I was making this beautiful fresh tomato sauce. I worked on it for a long time. And finally, I wanted to add some sugar to it, and I wasn't paying attention. I grabbed a jar that I knew supposedly what it was, and it was the salt, not the sugar. And I dumped about a cup of it into the sauce and didn't even realize it at the time until we sat down at the table and got ready to eat. And it was like a little comedy movie where I looked at everybody's face and everybody said, oh, my God, Dad, what did you do? This is not good. I put salt in it. All right. I have a phone call, and I have a feeling I might know who this is. Let's see who it is online. Give me a second here, and I'll get you online. Hello, are you with me?
I'm here.
There she is. Hello, is this Rhonda E?
It is. How are you doing?
I knew it. I had a feel because I recognized the number on the hold. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for calling in. We're happy.
Good.
We're talking about pantry items. And do you have a pantry at home?
I do. Very small one right now, but yes, I do.
All right. And so tell me some of the top items that you like to put in your pantry.
Well, first of all, my biggest one is herbs. I love herbs.
Right. So
you know,
now
parsley,
these herbs are things
oregano.
That you
And
are these herbs are things that you actually collect, or you grow them and dry them out yourself?
Well, some of them, yes, and then some of them are store-bought. But I just like to have a wide variety because I like to try new things. And but yeah, if I had my preference, it would all be freshly from the garden stored.
So we're going to cover next week's show. And, in fact, we're going to have you as a special guest for next week's show to talk about putting your gardens to bed for the winter and continue your food supply through the winter and getting it set up for next year. But just for a couple of minutes, what are a couple of things from your garden right now that you can recommend to some of our listeners to be able to work with to put into your pantry? And do you have a special container system to do that?
You could, herbs right now are really a huge thing right now. I mean, you can start with that if you want to start with anything. If you want to dry your seedlings out.
Give me an example.
Well, your oregano and your thyme. You can take your oregano and your thyme, and you can actually even just put them in little plastic bags for now. I mean, just take them off the little vines that they're on. You know, just take I usually use a pair of scissors, and I just gradually go softly across the vine itself and take off, you know, all the little leaves. And just put them in a little plastic bag and let them dry. Or you can put them in little plastic containers, too. I mean, I usually jar them when they're fully dried. But give
right,
them, you know,
probably.
Right,
because if they're a little bit moist, we'll get some mold in there.
Yeah, they're wet right now. They're going to take at least anywhere. Usually what I do is anywhere between 7 to 14 days after they have been bagged. You know, then you basically they're going to break up really easy because they're going to be dry. So it's going to break up. They're going to be ready to put into a little jar or container within your storage cabinet to, you know, basically put away to use with all of your cooking items. There's really not much to do with herbs. It's just about really drying them.
Right, and that's
you know?
It, but it's a good section of your pantry actually to have for sure.
It is, and a lot of people are actually going to plastic these days. I mean, I'm not real fond of some of the plastic, but I get the idea when you have a small pantry or you want to save some space that, you know, getting good plastic bags is great. You can put that in your pantry too. You know, just to store things, but I tend to like to go with the canned, you know, glass jars if I can eventually, or the stacked, you know, little plastic dishes or whatever too, you know, but give it 7 to 14 days of just letting it just dry, then open it up and air it out, and with the little baggies, what you can do is you can actually go across the little baggies and you can kind of just, you know, smush with your fingers. You're not touching them.
I see.
There's no germs. Smush with your fingers, have them ready, you know, and they'll just break apart, and then you can put them inside your jars, and you're ready to go.
Nice. All right. Well, I think that's really important because I think one of the things that, you know, you don't want to waste, you know, lots of times you have this really cool stuff grown in your yard, and a lot of people.
Right.
And most people who are growing vegetables know that you can dry them out. But the average person who doesn't necessarily have a garden, but maybe they have friends, it's not a bad thing. I know that somebody recently, you know, brought me a whole bunch of mint and for my garden, and it started out, it was just like kind of like a handful of this stuff that looked like it was yanked out of the ground. And I did the best I could
right.
to put it in there. And now I have this incredible, beautiful, healthy crop of mint that I don't know what I'm going to do with. I really don't. I mean, I have enough of it. So what do you suggest? I should pick it and dry it and do the same thing with that?
Well, you can do that with mint, too. You can dry it. You can, you know, mint usually, you know, as far as food products, even desserts, whatever, tea, you know, you get some lemon balm herb. You can dry it out. You can dry your mint out. You can put them together inside of a little bag. You can smush them together, and you can, you know, you can get these little paper things to make your own tea. You can do just about anything with that, you know.
So that's another good thing to put in the pantry would be making, have an assortment of teas and things like that.
For anybody out there who has anything like lemon balm to fennel, you know, your fennel, your licorice, any of that kind of stuff to your mint, you know, all your different types of mints you can get, you know, this is the time to dry it out. This is the time to put it together in little bags and decide what you're going to do, whether, you know, you're going to put them together for a tea form, whether you're going to put them, you know, separately for a food dish, a dessert of some sort. You know, this is just basically just kind of figuring out what does my fall look like? What am I going to be making?
Okay, this is a really good idea because lots of times also you can parlay those things in the pantry to gifts. Like I know if you go in and visit a friend, there's nothing like bringing them a can of a, like, or a jar of, like you said, the fresh mint, you know, mint tea or something like that. So in the long run, you're also thinking once you're grabbing the stuff and getting it into your pantry, you're sort of planting the seeds, and I mean that, literally, just having things not only to be creative in your kitchen, but also to share with friends.
Well, yeah, you can take little jelly jars, you know, you can get at the store or whatever, and I've seen people take the little, you know, pretty plastic paper or whatever, and they take a little bit of their herbs, they put a little bit in one spot, a little bit in another, and they just, you know, they stack it inside that little jar, you know, find yourself a pretty little ribbon.
Oh, I see. In other words, so have a multiple herb jar.
Exactly, multiple herb jar, and then put a little ribbon on top, you know, somebody's birthday's coming up or maybe just a special occasion, and it's just, you know, say, hey, this is love from my home to your home. You know, so it's kind of a nice little gift. Yeah.
Rhonda, have you ever done much canning of food? Have you done much of
that? I have done a lot of canning with family through the years, yes.
All right. I want to tell people who are listening right now, all my great listeners, about canning. I want to talk about it just briefly, but I want to tell you, first of all, to get a pencil and paper, and I'm going to give you an incredible website that I like to use sometimes, which is called livestrong.com, and it's the I love it because they're saying something like the limitless potential of you, meaning that there's almost anything on livestrong.com that you can do to better yourself, make yourself feel better. It talks about one of the great things also I wanted to talk about, which I don't have enough time, but in your pantry, there's powdered items. Like they actually talk about powdered foods, and I've learned a lot about powdering foods like eggs and things like that, where you can have in your pantry also things like freeze-dried milk. And actually freeze-dried eggs and things like that. So in the event that you get stuck at home, especially with bad weather happening sometimes, you have some choices. Do you think like that as well?
So, yeah, choices, yeah. I think that's the biggest benefit is your choices.
And also just having choices, but also for the winter and things like that.
Oh, yeah, with the winter, you know, because there's going to be times where you're not going to want to go out. You know, it's stormy, you want to stay inside. So as much as you can stock up on your own with your own stuff. And then on top of that, when you think about all the stuff out there, you know, the chemicals, the things that are, you know, within, you know, just keeping things fresh within our seasonings or the things that are added, all these preservatives, things like that, you know. It's just a great way to kind of say, hey, you know, I can control that. I raise my own little garden and I can control that and I can contribute to not having or to worry about those kinds of things that I worry about when I go to the store.
Right. Well, fantastic. Well, thank you so much for calling in and your tip on all this great stuff. And I look forward to next week's show where we'll be doing putting your garden to bed show. And
I was going to say, too, for all you out there, too, flowers, you know, right now is really important, too. You know, storing those is really important, getting your seeds, you know, your peas, everything, you know, drying everything out. It's all ready.
Right, so
you
that's
now's the time.
End up in your pantry, too. You can save the seeds from some of the flowers that you're growing, put them in jars, mark them, put them in your pantry on the shelf, and then you have next season to start planting again.
Exactly.
Well, it's really hard to believe that we're actually at that point again this year.
I know.
The circle of life keeps going. But thank you so much for your participation today, and I look forward to having you as our guest next week for the Put Your Garden to Bed show.
Sounds great. I look forward to it. Thank you for having me on.
All right. Thanks for calling in, Rhonda.
Okay. All right. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. Right, does Rhonda E. Really great help, and she's got some incredible ideas, and she's quite the singer as well. All right, so I wanted to tell you, get a pencil and paper handy. Site that I'd like you to check out for canning and some really other really good ideas. I'm kind of jealous. I wish this was my site, but Foodomania site has a lot of good stuff too. It's called livestrong.com, L-I-V-E-S as in Sam, T-R-O-N-G.com. And it's an incredible website and has a lot of great information, but it has a really good canning section of talking specifically steps to can, how to do it safely, what you actually need to do it, and it'll make it kind of fun. I also noticed that there's, in some of the thrift stores, I've seen canning pots available for just a few dollars. Sometimes, you may pay a little bit more if you buy a new one. If you do buy a used one, just make sure it all has everything it needs there, which is usually the pot, the lid, and the rack to put the jars on. I encourage you to learn about that if you want to be the full, completely foodomaniac that you are. And I'm starting to talk to, some of the listeners here as foodomaniacs, and I'm thinking you guys are all foodomaniacs. Everybody that's listening, I wouldn't say head, but I'm sort of like the leader foodomaniac of at least right now. But that is also, we could also get somebody else, to be the foodomaniac. I want to say also another thing about the pantry. Is to always keep it organized and clean and dry, meaning, you're going to get things out of boxes and things are going to hit the floor. So make sure you do a little regular sweep there and make sure it's clean. There's so many sections. You can get some really good ideas if you go to Chef Stuardo's Foodomania Facebook page and see some pictures of some really cool pantries and ideas. Something to think about on this beautiful Saturday. Go into your kitchen if you have a little bit of time this afternoon and start thinking in terms of pantry and try to incorporate the outside of your house and the world to the inside of your pantry, because your creativity is only based on the materials and the things that you have. And, if you've ever seen that show, the shows on TV where they give you a box of three or four different items and they give you 15 minutes to create something. How many of us have done that on a regular basis and say, well, I don't feel like going to the store. Let's see what we have in the house, and pulled one thing from one drawer, one thing from another shelf, something in the fridge, and put together something you said that, oh, my gosh, I can't believe how delicious that is, just from things that you stored and hung on to. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Now, a couple of things. You can reach me by mail at Chef Stuarto, C-H-E-F-S-T-U-A-R-T-O at hotmail.com, Chef Stuarto, and write me with any questions you have. Or go tell your friends to go to the Facebook Chef Stuarto's Foodomania page, like it, and you can write me and message me with any questions you have about food right there. Also, make sure you tune in to 1020radio.net. That's 1020radio.net, www.1020radio.net. We're broadcasting some really great food information. Also, catch my shows on www.ksisandsamvisinvictor.org and www.ksisandsamvisinvictor.org and www.ksvu.org, which is some stations that I'll be really happy. I want to thank this week's incredible sponsor, Mobile Music of Washington State, and please go to www.mobilemusic.com, and you'll be able to see some really wonderful things and get some items there. They have a brand new website that's going to be coming up pretty soon, which is going to have everything that you need for car audio, stereo, and all those great things. I want to thank John and the gang over there, Matthew, for being really supportive of the shows, and we'll tell you more about things that you can do over there. All right, thanks a lot, everybody. This is Stuarto, and I appreciate you listening to Foodomania, and certainly look forward to next week. Bye.
I want to.